USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of angry Iranian citizens fill the streets of Tehran chanting death to America, the president of that nation is vowing retaliation for U.S. airstrikes that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani and some of his colleagues at the Baghdad Iraq airport. President Hassan Rouhani calling the attack a cowardly act. U.S. officials say those generals were planning new attacks against U.S. interests and allies in the Middle East at the time. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says of the Iranian people's reaction,
the Iranian people understand that America is a force for good in the region, and I'm convinced that the support that we have provided to the people in Iran and the support we will continue to provide for the people in Iraq will work to protect American interests and make lives better for those people as well.
He spoke on CBS this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As the new year begins, many cities are able to tout that the violent crime rate has been dropping in recent years, but in some cities it's going in the other direction. Chicago and Baltimore are coming to mind, but the Indianapolis Fraternal Order of Police are speaking out about violence in that city. The president, Rick Snyder, saying that although homicides decreased slightly from 2018 to 2019, it does not mean that the violence is on the decline.
And not only is it not declining, it is rapidly surging.
The first big winter storm of the year in the eastern U.S. is producing a lot more rain than snow or ice. The storm is already setting off some flash floods in parts of the south, including in Mississippi. In Jackson, more than 4 inches of rain flooded streets and stranded vehicles last night. New Year's Day was the first day that marijuana sales in Illinois were legal, and it brought in over $3 million on that day alone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Bernie Sanders going after the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, as the Vermont senator told the Washington Post that Joe Biden is bringing, quote, a lot of baggage into his campaign, adding it won't create energy or excitement. Sanders also accused the former VP of having a weak record that President Trump would be able to pick apart during any election campaign. Just announced campaign fundraising numbers also show Sanders with a big edge over Biden, though Biden is leading the pack, according to the Real Clear Politics average of national polls. An Amazon workers group saying the company has threatened to fire two workers for speaking out against Amazon's environmental policies. Amazon Employees for Climate Justice tweeting yesterday that company legal and human resources representatives told the workers that they were violating the online retail giant's external communications policy. An Amazon spokeswoman says the company encourages workers to, quote, work within their teams and suggest improvements to how the company operates. And Subaru is recalling some 2019 Crosstrek, Forester, and Ascent vehicles. The issue stems from a problem with a ventilation valve that can separate and send fragments into the engine, ultimately making an engine stall. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.